Mr. Chairman, Ministers, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, it's my great pleasure and honor to participate at this conference. I would like to thank FAO, WHO for taking leadership together in this important issue of nutrition and for organizing this event. I wish to express our appreciation for the adoption of Rome Declaration and the Framework for Action. I believe this is an important milestone for assisting stakeholders in improving nutrition in their respective countries. Hungary, as the co-chair of the Open-Ended Working Group on Sustainable Development Goals, is strongly committed to the inclusive process of developing these goals and for the inclusion of all the important aspects of sustainable development. We believe that nutrition should be given the right place in the post-2015 global agenda. We welcome that the idea of improving nutrition is included in the second goal proposed in the report of the Open-Ended Working Group, and specifically that the sub-goal number 2.2 sets specific nutritional targets to be achieved by 2025 and 2030. Hungary aligns itself with the statement of the European Union and its member states. As regards to my speech, I would like to add some remarks focusing on positive practical experiences of my country to share. A number of our regulations and measures have recently been adopted in Hungary to improve nutrition, some of which are also recommended in the Rome Declaration. To contrast the unfavorable tendencies regarding general health condition of the population in Hungary, awareness raising for healthy diet and changing some dietary habits have become essential. Consuming healthy food is especially important for those groups which face greater health risks, such as children and elderly people. Please allow me to share some of our successful initiatives with you, which may play an important part in the improvement of nutrition in the society. In the frame of our school feeding programs, we provide children with healthy, nutritious and many times locally produced food in schools and nursery schools. In addition to the positive nutritional impacts, these programs create market for local farmers as well. By encouraging local production, local processing and local consumption, we also contribute to the reduction of food loss and waste. Furthermore, we respect the social, environmental and economic aspects of sustainability. One of these programs is our catering model scheme. It focuses on healthy catering for the most vulnerable age groups in schools and nursery schools, hospitals and retirement homes. The program gives preference for locally produced food. Some introduce organic products as well. We target to reach 30% of local organic products in mass catering by 2020. By supplying the public catering sector with local products, a stable market is provided for rural farmers. It improves local employment and local economic development. Our school fruit scheme is part of the European Union program, co-funded by the EU and the Hungarian government, to ensure school children's regular consumption of a big variety of fresh, seasonal, healthy fruits and vegetables. In the framework of the school milk scheme, which is similarly co-financed, financial support is provided for schools and nursery schools which supply milk, lactose-free milk and other dairy products for children. The School Honey Program is a new initiative of the Ministry of Agriculture and the National Hungarian Beekeeping Association, currently under development. Its objective is to promote honey consumption among school children. The Start with Breakfast program promotes healthy daily breakfast in schools. Through the program, children have been receiving nutritious breakfasts for free. In addition, they have received awareness-raising training which promote healthy nutrition and lifestyle, including regular and integrated sports activities and exercises. The Hungarian Aqua-Promoting program for the young, the so-called HAPPY, is aiming to raise awareness and improve water consumption habits for elementary school children. They are encouraged to choose drinking water instead of sweetened beverages to avoid childhood obesity. We believe that organic products have also an important contribution to healthier nutrition. Promotion and development of organic farming is included in the existing Hungarian National Rural Development Strategy. At the demand side, Development of this sector can be supported by strengthening consumer confidence and awareness raising about healthy diets, whereas at the supply side we encouraging farmers to convert to ecological and organic farming. Hungary is ready to share its experiences and best practices in order to support developing countries' efforts to address problems related to insufficient nutrition. We can also contribute to capacity-building programs by helping governments to improve their institutional background needed for international nutrition programs. We believe that stronger cooperation among different stakeholders, both within our respective countries and also at international level, will lead to a significant improvement in food and nutrition security. Thank you very much.